Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, Shabbos 21. Today's Daf Yomi, since we have started the second chapter of Shabbos, which is called Bamem Madlikin, and discusses the lights that a person lights the Shabbos candles with. As a result of this, the Gemara goes into a discussion of Chanukah candles. And therefore, our Gemara has our longest and most in-depth discussion of the holiday of Chanukah. The laws of the holiday of Chanukah are excluded from the Mishnah. And one of the major explanations given is because the rabbis of the Talmud were uncomfortable with how the Hasmonean kingdom developed and some of their actions and behavior. And as a result of this, the laws of it were excluded primarily from the Mishnah. But the Gemara here discusses what Chanukah is. And the Gemara asks the question, my Chanukah, meaning to say, what is this Chanukah? What is it all about? So the Gemara cites a braisa from Megillas Tainis, or a statement from Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was a Megillah that was written by Hananiah ben Chizkiah and his Beis Din, and it was a mention of those days where miracles happened during the Second Temple, and as a result of that, those days were days that were prohibited to fast and also to eulogize. So the statement from Megillas Tainis says, "Be'esr mechamisha v'kislev, on the 25th day of Kislev is Yomei deChanukah. Those are the days of Chanukah, Tamnaya Inyun, and they are 8 days. D'lo misbud b'hon, one is not allowed to eulogize amongst them. Those days, d'lo ishanos b'hon, a person not supposed to fast. Shekeshenichnasu yevanim lehecha, when the yevanim, the Greeks, entered into the sanctuary, Timu kol hashmanim." They defiled all of the oil in the sanctuary. And when the Hasmonean kingdom overcame them during the Maccabees, the revolt of the Maccabees, they defeated the Greeks and they were able to re-enter into the temple. It was the 25th day of Kislev. And so they sought to renew the temple activity. And they only found one cruse of oil that was still there, b'chos moshe kohen gadol, that still had the seal of the kohen gadol. And from the fact that it had the seal on it, it was clear that the Greeks had not defiled it, and so therefore the oil that was inside it was not tamei. However, lo hayabo ela hadlik yom echad, but there was only enough in it to light for one day. And what happened was, Nasibunis, a miracle happened, Vidliku Mimenu Shmoni Yamim, and it lasted for 8 days. Lashana Acheres Kavum Va'asum Yamim Tovim Baha'u Vahoda. And then in coming years, they fixed these days and they established it so that these would be days for Hallel and Huda, for praise and thanksgiving. And so there are a number of things that need to be mentioned here. First of all, just the whole mention of the miracle of oil is something that is not mentioned in earlier sources. And so therefore, this is a whole question, like, where does it come from? And how come it wasn't mentioned in, for example, the Book of Maccabees, which is the closest source to the actual event in the Second Temple? So we'll leave that question aside, but one of the major questions is, where do they get the name of Chanukah itself? It says, my Chanukah, we would expect the discussion of the actual name. So the Rishonim, there are five explanations amongst the Rishonim for what is the name of Chanukah, where does it come from? The Machzor Vitri says that it comes from Chanukah, from Chen, from like favor or grace. And in these days, we found Chanino, we found grace or favor from Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. What's the Machzor Vitri writing in the 11th century? The Or Zeruah in 13th century Austria writes that it's called Chanukah because that's when they were chonech, they dedicated the altar which had been destroyed by the Hasmoneans, by the Greeks, and the Hasmoneans rebuilt the altar and they did a Chanukah samizbeach. The Shiboli Aleka, the Italian medieval source, says that the same idea, that it comes from Chanukah's Abayas or Chanukah samizbeach, but he says it wasn't just limited to the rededication of the altar, but it was all the utensils and the entire sanctuary that the Greeks had desecrated, and then when the Hasmoneans came in, they re-sanctified it. Well, another explanation that's common amongst the Rishonim is that it comes from Chanu b'Kafhei, that they camped on the 25th day, that was the date of the Maccabean victory over the Greeks. Fifth explanation of the Abu Draham is that it comes from Ches Neros V'Halacha K'Beis Hillel, that there are eight candles in the laws like Beis Hillel, that earlier on Ardaf on Chaf Aleph on the Beis, there was a discussion, do we light on the first night eight, on the second night seven, or on the first, that was the position of Beis Shammai, where Beis Hillel says the first night we light one, and then the second night two, and going up until eight. And so the Abu Draham, writing in 14th century Provence, says that this is an abbreviation of Ches Neros and Halacha K'Beis Hillel. Another question that the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss is, generally speaking, when we have a holiday in the diaspora, we add an extra day, because the extra day is Sveika D'Yoma. We're not sure of how many days there are. And so therefore, Pesach is an extra day, and Sukkot is an extra day, and Shavuos is an extra day. How come Hanukkah and the diaspora is also 8 days, just like in the land of Israel? So the Pri Chodesh writes that the reason why they didn't establish 9 days outside the land of Israel is because since Hanukkah was a rabbinic mitzvah, and they didn't want to basically add too much work for the people, and so therefore it was kept to 8 days. Another explanation is because the holiday of Hanukkah came about because the Greeks tried to nullify the mitzvah of Bris Milah, which took place on the eighth day, and so therefore this hints to the fact that the whole idea of Hanukkah was against the concept of the Greeks trying to nullify the eighth day as Bris Milah. Another explanation was, we needed to know exactly how many days the miracle was, and if it was Sveika D'Yoma, if we added a ninth day, we wouldn't know the exact number of days of the miracle. And the Birch HaYosef writes that because it happened on the 25th day of the month, therefore it was already at the end of the month, and so therefore we don't have to have the concern that we wouldn't know which day of the month it was. And so therefore everybody would say that it was only one day, and the same days in diaspora and in the land of Israel.